This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better than spending another hour with the DJ Beers, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan at the ready, moving toward the light, if you will, instead of moving away from the light. Moving toward something is better than moving away from it, isn't it? If it's better for you, how do you determine that, though? I think that's sometimes, if I'm affected negatively, emotionally negatively by something, I really pretty much steer away from it. Don't you think that's normal? If you have a, like being around people who smoke is one of the hot buttons in my life. Or even people who have smoked, people who in their lives have smoked. I've been so conditioned by how I grew up that I don't want to be anywhere near anyone. Maybe that's not fair to people who have been reformed. I'm not talking about casual smokers. Like you said, Victoria, used to smoke when you were a kid. I'm talking about people who have done it and they stopped because they knew it wasn't the right thing to do. But do you ever really get that stuff out of your system? I think there have been a lot of
studies. Actually, yes. Lung scans have shown that you can definitely turn it around. Absolutely. Yeah. I have a friend who was horribly addicted, and he just was able to quit right before the pandemic, which all of us were like, oh, that's going to be stressful, and he's probably going to smoke again. But he hasn't. He hasn't smoked now in a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And, and his doctor said, you know, you're young enough that you could turn this around. So,
clean it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, there are a lot of Democrats that are wondering about Senator Joe Manchin's opposition to the voting rights bill. I've yet to understand what really is in this and why it's so necessary to pass it. There are things that if the laws are enforced now, why do we need new laws? I guess is the question always that comes up.
Why do we want to federalize our election system? I think is the question. The Constitution provides that each state has management, right? States' rights over what works best in their state. And so what this bill is called, it was H1 in the House. Now it's S1 as it's passed out of the House. It's now in the Senate.
So how'd this guy kill it all by himself?
Well, I'll tell you that, but first, what it is. So what it is, it federalizes elections. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think, I can't understand how Democrats or Republicans think this is a good idea, but it does government matching money. So for any politician who runs for a federal office, if you make donations under $200, remember Bernie Sanders used to brag about all of the $37 donations that he got?
Right.
Every one of those would be matched in funding from governments, taxpayer dollars, funding candidates. That, to me, is the biggest problem with the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jen. I'm not in favor of that.
And I don't know how anybody likes that idea. I don't know who that's popular with. Most Democrats don't like it either, but somehow politicians like it because it helps them make more money. And it
Canada does. Everybody gets a set amount of time to campaign. You get a set amount of money, and that's it. Like, I understand. We got super PACs and all these stupid PACs, and everybody wants all the corporate
Citizens
money.
Well, Citizens United,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And all of that, the stuff that went along with it.
So it takes matching money, and it does that. It also, it legalizes a lot of the stuff that we've seen go wrong in California. It makes it federal policy now. So ballot harvesting, day of voter registration, all of this stuff works if you have a Secretary of State who's going to keep the voting rolls clean. But like we have in Los Angeles and in California, the voter rolls are never cleaned up. So people die. They move out of state.
Right.
You have all of those people on the voter rolls. Which means that you have a lot of fraudulent ballots that are floating around that may end up in the trash or they may end up getting captured by someone with ill intentions. So there's a lot of different things that we could go through. But Joe Manchin, because the Senate is divided, it's a 50-50 split right now, 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. Joe Manchin, who's seen as a moderate Democrat, and by the way, Kamala Harris can break the vote as vice president. So that's why if every Democrat were to vote for this, it would pass with Kamala's vote. So because he has come out against this and opposed it, that basically kills the bill. It means that if you take a vote, it's going to die, or they might just leave it in limbo until they think they might be able to get it passed again. But it's not a good bill for many different reasons.
Not necessarily.
And Joe Manchin's getting the pressure from Democrats who are now saying, like, the civil rights groups are trying to get him to...
Isn't there another bill, though, that he is in favor of? Aren't there two at once?
Infrastructure.
You know, let me speak to something.
Oh, I thought there was another voting bill. Okay.
There's a voting bill that hasn't gone anywhere yet with John Lewis's name on it. And
yes,
he's saying, I like some of the things that are on this, but some of the big changes are just, first of all, not constitutional. I mean, the idea behind this bill, it will be challenged in court, and it will probably be kicked all the way up to the Supreme Court if it were to pass and become law, and then the Supreme Court would probably find it unconstitutional.
Know. Right, they know that going
into But they would be able to get it an election cycle or two out of it, which is ridiculous.
Let me throw something at you that speaks to the issue that I have with the Black Lives Matter movement. It's about elections, local elections, regional elections, federal elections. And I know that I need to go down this for whatever the reason. It's politically incorrect to say some of the things that I'm about to say with some people. As you've probably heard me say any number of times on the program, I have always, since I was a kid, been involved in politics locally and nationally. I just think it's important for you to support candidates, to understand what the issues are, and to make sure that you vote. I'm sure that along with the three ladies who are here, I'm much better informed about most of the issues than many of you are. And that's not me blowing my own horn. It's just where my priorities are.
It's part of our job.
It is. I guess, yeah.
That's a big part of our job.
Yeah, you're right about that. But when it comes down to the local stuff, we had a change in government here in my community 5 years ago, and much of the work that was done to get it passed was done by me, going knocking door to door, doing retail politics, telling people in my neck of the woods why city form of government better than town government for the farm, for our part of town. And because of that, we got enough votes. The city initiative only passed by 115 votes, and most of them were from my neck of the woods. And so the people that did city, Stephanie did it, yeah, okay. I wasn't looking for credit. I don't care about the credit. I just want to make sure we get it done. So now the first person elected to be mayor of the new city was a black lady who originally came from Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York, came up the hard way, worked tough and hard hours, and made something of herself. And so she was elected to be the mayor. She didn't get elected because people liked her. She got elected because people didn't like the other candidate. It's pretty simple. So she got into the job, and she's terrible at it. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know that she doesn't know what she's doing. She's made a mess of things in the city. It's not about her. Well, it is a little about her personality, because she doesn't listen to anybody that knows what's going on. She just thinks she knows everything that's best. So there's a huge groundswell of opposition to her being reelected.
Get your corded phone and turn it off.
Yes,
and turn off the ringer.
All right. Phil, do a couple of commercials, will you? And I'll be right back. Hold on. Hold that thought. Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, sorry about that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is real radio and this is the real thing. Their damn robocalls are coming earlier and earlier every day. It's really amazing. Okay, so to go back to what I was saying about the lady who's mayor, who happens to be black, who's not a good mayor, has nothing to do with her being black, she's just a lousy mayor. And so the powers, the local politicos, and I guess I'm one of them, have come up with a candidate who is a seasoned 32-year veteran of being a selectman, a city councilor, public works guy. He's just a really, he understands how the system works and works well in, he works well with people, plays well with others, which the mayor doesn't at all. So we have two very liberal state reps that represent Framingham. And both of them have signed on to support this candidate who's well-known in town and not support the mayor. One of the state reps has been very active in some of the other statewide, well, I say statewide, eastern Massachusetts political adventures, which equate to the new mayor of Boston, who is a black lady as well, being high up on the politically correct agenda. And so now, because both the state reps have supported this fellow to get rid of the mayor that's here now, the black coalitions who are in the legislative branch and are politically powerful in Boston, in the state house and also locally in Boston, have come after this one rep who has been very supportive of all kinds of very liberal causes. She's a really, I like her a lot. I support her. You know, she may not vote always the way I would like her to vote, but she listens to me when it comes to stuff that's important and votes the way I think, you know, when it affects agriculture and that sort of stuff. But my point here is that this group of people, black politicians in Boston, are now trying to get rid of her, trying to come up with a candidate to run against her because she has decided to not support the current mayor of Framingham, who is black. And it just shows you how deeply rooted, the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of these voting situations that, in this circumstance, having somebody attacked because they don't want to support somebody who's not good in office, and the fact that she's kind of shying away from, she's involved, but I can tell by her reticence lately that she doesn't want to get too involved because she doesn't want to endure the criticism of the black caucus and the black legislators who just support the mayor of Framingham because she's black. And you see this sort of thing happening all over the place, and it's really, really...
But it happens, I think it's it seems to be more jarring, I guess is the only word I can think of, when race is involved. But that makes her no different from any other elected official with special interest groups coming at them and breathing down their neck.
Don't
In
disagree.
In this case, right?
Yep, I don't
it's
disagree
kind of
with
like,
that at
I
all.
Mean, it's I think that it's a lot of people just sort of, but the, you know, boil
but
it down
to
race.
With the people who elected
really,
her. The people who elected her in Framingham to be the state rep, they have no connection to the people who are Boston politicians. But the Boston politicians say if she wants to get anything done, she better toe the line or nothing's going to get done. And you see that happening in Washington all the time.
Oh, they go, religious groups. And,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Now it's right. Like race has become, you know, another special interest group.
Yeah.
And I understand it's important. I support it, but it's with limits. You know,
I don't support
not just
it when
blindly
it gets used
supporting
right.
when any candidate
used.
Who happens to just be black. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's all about,
I wouldn't support any candidate who happened to be white either. You know,
no, you support them because they're good, not because of the color of their skin. That's my point. 19 after the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, Thursday, June the 10th. How do you do? How do you feel about the month being one-third of the way gone? Well, I guess the other side of that is we have two-thirds of the month left to enjoy, and June is usually a wonderful month. And so with that comes Father's Day, and with that, Jay is going to update us on your chance to win that special WORX Father's Day prize package right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
All right, my friend Jay, what about the Father's Day giveaway and how are we doing on getting photos here? Because that's what the focus is, right?
Yeah, the photos are so great. You can enter to win an epic Works Tools Father's Day prize pack complete with a Nitro 40-volt circular saw and a 1,600 per square inch electric pressure washer, the total prize pack valued at $370. All you have to do is post a photo to our Facebook at DJV Show. Of the dad, father figure in your life. You can post yourself. You can enter yourself to win. Mom who plays the role of dad. And this does end. The entry eligibility period ends tomorrow at 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time.
All right. Get your entries in, and we'll find out who wins on Monday. Meanwhile, speaking of winners, the Cicadas seem to have won. We were talking about this earlier, but it's gone further. It's not just a press plane. Apparently, Biden himself... Didn't he get bitten by or attacked by?
Well, he wasn't bitten,
something?
But he got one on his neck, and he very casually kind of swatted it away. And then he went and warned the press pool. He was like, oh, they're everywhere. Be careful.
Right.
It was
Have either of you seen any? I have not seen a single cicada or heard, nor heard any of them yet.
No.
No. Aren't they like in grass or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that you could
hear them.
Because
I'm on the beach, so hopefully I can avoid them.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be. They're pretty prominent down here.
Yeah, they're pretty racket. They make a lot of noise. All right, so now we have, speaking of noise, Jennifer's gone, but the story of the peacocks who are all over L.A., kind of like the cicadas on the East Coast, the peacock. Where'd they all come from? Is that part of what's trending here? Are they coming from up north? I mean, I have three of them. We just found three of them, and we protected them on the farm. They're beautiful, and people are all talking about them. So where did they come from?
Originally, a pair were brought back from India in the 19th century by a wealthy man named Lucky Baldwin. Yeah. And it's unclear exactly how many birds there are in the area now, but I guess they're all descendants from these two birds that came out. And then with the pandemic and things shutting down, they really went rampant and multiplied significantly in the last year. And now the L.A. County's cities of Arcadia, Pasadena, and San Marino are pretty much overrun with these gorgeous,
Pasadena's
loud, noisy creatures.
A wonderful place. Pasadena is such a great town. It really is just like a town that the rest of the area forgot. It's just, but I can see how these places, because a lot of rural areas around Pasadena, they'd move right in. Okay, so let's see. People following Ben and Jen. She's gone to do a movie in Miami. Why did he go back? Is that good for him to go to the crap tables in Vegas?
Yeah, he's in Vegas filming a movie right now. And he was taking some time off and did some high limits gambling.
Oh.
High limits gamble.
What does that mean, high limits? How much?
Lots of money, right?
Lots of money.
Really?
Yeah, minimum buy-ins and stuff, yeah.
Ooh, unga bunga. 28 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today. Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryce.
Senators are calling for Dr. Anthony Fauci to be fired. They say Fauci's handling of the pandemic, never providing any proof for his statements, and giving American tax dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology are some of the reasons. Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
This isn't about Dr. Fauci. It's not about his feelings, and I'm sorry if his feelings were hurt. Dr. Fauci gave a lot of U.S. taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab since day one. Dr. Fauci and his expert friends have told us, look, the virus occurred naturally. Well, it's been a year. Where's the proof? Where's the smoking bat?
Dr. Fauci on MSNBC.
A lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science.
because all of the things that I have spoken about have been fundamentally based on science.
USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This day in history. Flash, 1752. Benjamin Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. Flash, 1940. Norway surrenders to Nazi Germany after 2 months of fighting, and Italy declares war on France and Great Britain. Flash, 1692. Salem Village in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Bridget Bishop, the first colonist to be tried in the Salem witch trials, is hanged after being found guilty of the practice of witchcraft. Flash, 1968.
But now the war has become enormously expensive to him. He's had to almost fully mobilize his country in a major national effort, in addition to sending his best troops and leadership to the South and supplying them, which has been a major undertaking. He's had to establish a large and sophisticated air defense system to counter our air campaign. He's had to mobilize a great number of men to keep his transportation system operative. Despite the fact that we've had pressure on the enemy for slightly over 1 year and the major effort by North Vietnam, he has nothing to show for his investment. He has not won a single significant victory in the South during the last 1.5 years.
At a Saigon news conference on the day he is to turn over command of U.S. forces in Vietnam to another general, General William Westmoreland offers his assessment of past and current trends in the war. I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lights, camera, action! Good day to you. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with, in this half hour, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The idea of, I was thinking of making a big announcement, but then I thought, why bother? We have big inspirational things. You know, I love inspiration. I think that that's kind of why we're here, to help out, to lead people.
What's the big announcement? You have to tell us first.
Yeah, I'm curious now.
The big announcement has to do with how you can help yourself with cow manure. There was a story a couple of weeks ago about the people in India applying cow manure because they thought that would get rid of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
gave them all some sort of weird bacterial disease.
No, actually, cow manure if you let it dry, it's actually much better for you than gooey, wet stuff needs to dry in order for it to absorb the things. You know, your skin is the biggest organ in your body, and it has more healing power than anything else in your body. What your skin is exposed to is the most important thing. And so if you put this stuff on and it dries, apparently it does absorb some of the properties of the COVID through the pores in your skin. So it was. It sounded like an old wives' tale or something. Oh, who'd want to put cow manure on their body? But, you know, over there, cows are sacred. So the more cow manure are around, the better it is. And so maybe that's something that we should try. I don't know. Can you imagine people doing that? I can imagine going to
yeah,
the farm.
I can totally picture, like, at Burning Man when everyone is out of their mind on drugs and thinking that that's a great idea. Yes, I could see that happening here.
Okay, speaking of cows, there are a group of cows that helped police in Wisconsin catch a bad guy. These brave bovines plotted for helping the police catch a motorist over a registration violation. It's in Barron County, Wisconsin, kind of a rural area. Sheriff's Department said that it assisted police with a 13-mile pursuit of a Chevy Cavalier. The car ran out of steam, encountering a moving blockade. According to some stuff that was posted on Facebook, there's sort of an interesting, amusing image of the cattle call. Come, boys!
Yeah, the
Come
cows
boys!
Did not care. The picture was funny because, like, the cows just basically surrounded the car and did
right.
not care. And they
yeah.
were not moving.
They weren't moving. Yep, so they caught up with the bad guy. Anyway, let's hear it for the
but
cows.
It was very cute that the cops thanked the cows
yeah.
on Facebook.
I thought it was kind of cute as well. So Harry and Meghan have apparently had a problem with the BBC because the BBC says they didn't consult the Queen about using her nickname.
Which
is
a total lie.
Yeah.
The British press has just kicked it up a notch. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable how much just venom they're spewing at Harry and Meghan.
And saying it was rude and disrespectful for how they chose the name. That's so inaccurate.
They cleared it with the Queen. Like, for gosh, yeah. It's just nuts how much they're hated over there now.
I think
at least by the press.
Well, by the press, exactly. All right, as long as you're in England, here's another example of everything being out of control. The rallying cry for commentators, some of them anyway, over in England, a group of graduate students at Oxford, one of their colleges, voted to remove a photo of the Queen from the common room in their dorm. They're saying that Britain's colonial history has caused a lot of wars, a lot of strife, a lot of hardship, that sort of thing, as if the present queen were responsible. This is an example of people being ignorant while they're being educated, supposedly. There's no anybody who understands the history of the country. Okay, I can understand how you would connect the monarchy, but it isn't even the same family. You know, there have been three or four different families over the years of the history of the reigning monarchies, different families. You know, there are stories, books, movies written about this stuff. And so these ignoramuses decided that it made sense to them. This is at Magdalene College. My daughter went to Manchester, one of the other colleges. There are about 30 colleges that are part of the Oxford system. Anyway, they said it depicted the monarch and the monarchy. The picture, they took it down because it represents colonial history.
It's kind of interesting because political. It's their version of, like, what, you know, the arguments that we've had here with Confederate statues.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like their version of it, you know. I mean, I see both sides to that one, but, you know, imperialism, colonialism, I mean, those are horrible things.
Yeah, I get
the
that, but this queen isn't responsible for
of.
That. She's in
well, it's, but
to do
she's
it.
Still the queen, it's still the monarchy, yeah. So I think it's less about her and more about, you know, it's the
like
monarchy
like reparations
itself.
For black people, for people who didn't own slaves, paying people who never were slaves. It's the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, but go ahead, Victoria. You were
no, that's
go.
It.
That's it.
I mean, I just, I, you know, the bottom line is the apparently the whoever is the dean or whomever said that the picture was purchased by students and so it was their property to move. So it's really, mm-hmm. I think like the right wing in Britain has erupted over this, similarly to the way the right wing here has, you know, has gone crazy about removing colonial stat or Confederate statues. And it's kind of just, it's interesting to see that every, you know, major developing country or major country like we are, you know, like the G7, that they all have individual, you know, they all have individual struggles that are very similar, you know. Everybody, it's a different issue, but it's kind of the same theme.
Isn't it amazing how people fall into, anyway. Let's talk for a minute about the Keystone Pipeline. Why did the developer pull a plug on this new project? What fell apart? What doesn't look right? What doesn't feel right about this? Is it Biden being in office instead of Trump? What's the story?
Well, essentially, yes, part of that, yes. So this has gone back and forth for since 2012. This is the Keystone XL pipeline. So this is like not, they're two separate things here. But the company, the construction company behind the Keystone XL has officially terminated the project. So this is, you know, Biden came into office. It was a campaign promise that he was going to pull this permit. Trump, Obama pulled it. Trump put it back. Biden pulled it. I think maybe the end of George W. maybe was starting with this, but yeah, it's just gone back and forth. It's a political football, so it's a lot of people have been against it, a lot of people have been for it, and you know, it's drawn criticism from farmers and ranchers and indigenous leaders who don't want to be forced to grant this company the rights of way on their land, and so they're worried about contaminating their water supply. Farmers were very against this. I think, didn't you focus on this a couple months ago? You
yes.
had someone on the Family Farm
American
Show, right?
Family Farmer, yep.
Yeah,
yes.
And a lot of, it's interesting, because like Farm Aid has been very vocal against this Keystone XL pipeline project, and, you know, they represent a lot of voices in the farming community. So, I mean, to me, if farmers are the stewards of the land, right? I'm a city girl, so I trust the stewards of the land. If a farmer, rancher, or indigenous person whose land is directly affected by this, if they say they don't want it, then that's where my loyalty would lie. So I would listen to those people. You know, the way we were talking about with the EPA, and, you know, and marshlands and wetlands and things, you know, you are on your farm every day. You are working your farm. You know your land better than anybody else who can come in and tell you, right?
That's
so it's
true.
That's why when this whole thing kicked up with the pipeline, yeah, I understand a bunch of suits want to make more money, but what about the people who are living on the land that are directly affected? And
they're all
against it.
And some of these pipelines, all pipelines are not bad. All pipelines are not good. Depends on how they are engineered, how they're built, where they're built, who's going to be served by them. There are 84 pipelines crisscrossing this country right now. Most of them, people don't even know they're there. They have no negative impact whatsoever.
And a lot of them leak, but it never really makes major headlines.
No,
local
not.
Headlines it'll
yeah.
make.
Well,
but,
a lot of them leak because people, guys with guns, use them for target practice. They have crews. Know this. I saw it in the Alaska pipeline when I was up there, and I was very amused by it. They have a crew of four guys. All they do is travel up and down the pipeline from end to end, and they plug holes that are made by people that are, who knows where they are, snipers just playing for fun, shooting holes in the pipeline because they think it's fun. So they have
four
guys.
Yeah, I don't
guys.
Know that that's the case for all pipelines.
No, I don't know that it is either.
I think
either,
that's a lot of people who are bored in Alaska.
That could be. That's part of it.
Yeah.
National Iced Tea Day. We're going to have a little celebration of that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. If you are into pillows and you like to get a good night's rest, you know how important pillows are. And so give them the attention that they deserve. Attention that comes from understanding where the best pillows come from, I guess. And you heard it here, not first, but you hear it here frequently, how the product catalog at MyPillow has a lot of great things for you to learn about your pillow. Construction of pillow, why it would work better for some than for others, what you do to get the pillow in place. And that's something that's unique to the MyPillow pillows. The source of what gives you a good feel on the My Pillow, My Slippers thing, that is the My Pillow fill is so unique created by Mr. Lindell because he couldn't get a good night's rest himself, so he put it all together and has made a great American company out of it. By the way, I was mentioning the My Slippers. They're on special as well. Pillows, fabulous deals at the moment. For a limited time now, you get 40% off the new My Slippers as well. The towels, the bed sheets, My Pillow mattress toppers, you name it, you can get big savings from 40 to 65%, depends on what it is that you're trying to buy there. Check it out. All the MyPillow products are in the product catalog. Find it online at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for all the savings. That's MyPillow.com. Check out with discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Welcome, sir.
All right, we missed National Donald Duck Day yesterday, the anniversary of the first cartoon from the summer of 1934, The Wise Little Hen. That's Donald, and then he didn't meet Mickey Mouse until, what, I think it was a couple of years after that, wasn't it, when Mickey and Donald got together? But Donald, yeah, it really... Donald Duck was an important part of my upbringing, I'll tell you that. Lots of different ways. Today, we celebrate National Iced Tea Day. Tea seems to have been around forever. 1904, the World's Fair, though, is when it really, because it was so damn hot out in St. Louis, hot, always hot and humid in the summertime there. So there was a tea plantation owner who was present at the fair, took advantage of the situation, sold chilled tea drinks instead of hot tea, and that's how it all began. How about that?
Best idea ever.
10 before the hour. Yeah, you like it? It's cool. It is cool.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for our daily visit with Chuck Curry and our movie news segment coming up in just a matter of moments. The latest from Samuel L. Jackson, and also is there news on the front of Sarah Jessica Parker and all the girls? We'll find out in a moment.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Over the rainbow, I love this song. Way up. Very emotional. Lots of different reasons. All right, so the Wizard of Oz is in our focus through the courtesy of the one of the main songs from that movie. So what's cooking, Chucker?
Judy Garland Dog was born this day, June 10th, 1922.
Yeah,
she was 17 years old when she did Dorothy.
Yeah, do you think that most of the people who listen to this program even know who she is now? There are some people on this program
who
don't even know what a ground land connected.
No, I agree with that. But I'll tell you a story. I was, you know, in my ice cream parlor. I play movies every day. And last night I was like, oh, let me see what's on HBO Max. So I was playing The Wizard of Oz, and a couple people watching were talking. And that is one of the few rare, what they call timeless movies. 1939, it feels like it was yesterday. If they spent $300 million on a scene-for-scene, word-for-word remake, it would not be better, simply because you're not going to find a talent better than Judy Garland in that movie.
Yep.
She was
right.
Dorothy. And even though they used, you know, matte paintings in the background, it's a flawless, perfect movie, and I wouldn't change one beat of it. It's that good.
Yeah. It is. It's very good. You're right about that. All right. Ron Howard, 46th anniversary with his wife, Cheryl. Who knew he was that old? My heavens. He's 67.
High school sweethearts. Yeah.
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 But, you know, he was the kid in the Shootist. He was Opie
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was Richie in Happy Days. And then he became a successful director.
Yeah, very successful.
Pretty good. Pretty good life.
Yeah,
you know, I just want to point out this day in movie in TV history, 2007, The Sopranos aired its final episode on HBO with the ending going fade to black. You know, in retrospect, well, I was a huge fan of that show, but I like that ending. I remember being perplexed in the last minute when it went to black because I really, like a lot of people, didn't really understand what was going on.
What was going on?
Over time.
Why did
what they did is when the show ended, there was a lead up to whether Tony Soprano would ever get whacked, or that means killed off. So they hinted in about five or six episodes before that when you get whacked, your mind just goes to black. Like, you don't know. It just is what it is. You cease living. So at the end of the last episode, the screen went black, and fans were like, what is going on? They thought their cable went out. But what David Chase, the writer, creator of the show, was doing, he wanted to leave you in limbo, whether did Tony live or Tony die. And a lot of people were very, very angry about it. A lot of people dug it. I dug the ending. I thought that was a way to end the show, a good way to end the show, not knowing, and it's sort of in the eye of the beholder, whether Tony's fate was sealed or he lives to see another day. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Samuel L. Jackson has made it clear, of all the movies that he's made, and he's made close to 200 apparently,
wow,
the ones he made between 96 and 98 were his favorite. He says his five favorite movies are The Long Kiss Goodbye, A Time to Kill, Jackie Brown, which I thought was a really good movie, Red Violin, I don't remember that one, and 187. I don't remember that. He didn't list Pulp Fiction. He didn't list Jurassic Park. He didn't list Snakes on a Plane. I don't know that that's...
Well, let me tell you, he has one of the great death scenes of all time in a movie called Deep Blue Sea, where a genetic shark jumps out of a tank and just swallows him whole. It's like, he's giving this heroic speech. It's pretty awesome.
I don't know that one. I haven't seen that one. All right, Chuck, thanks for ending it on such...
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.